Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. Jim, we have a number of new books or new-ish books that we'd like to mention, so today won't be an actual review, but we can at least notify the listeners of some new titles that are out and hopefully give them enough information as to whether they should pick up a copy. Jim, what do you have in front of you?
I have a copy of The Quest for the Trinity, The Doctrine of God in Scripture, History, and Modernity by Stephen R. Holmes. It is the most recent offering by InterVarsity Press, and it's a very, typical InterVarsity scholarly work, academic. It's IVP academic particularly. And it kind of reminds me, I haven't read through it yet, so I'm not prepared to give analysis or recommendation or what have you. But it seems like a very similar type of scenario as we had back a few years ago with Robert Lethem's book on the Trinity, where it was a look at the historical perspective. It's a look at the scriptural perspective. Of course, Lethem's book is very heavy with regard to the historical perspective and outlining the discussions on how we articulate the Trinity from the early church right through to the current day. And so it seems like Dr. Holmes has come up here with a very similar book. As I'm looking through the table of contents here, Camden, I'm just noticing that it begins with the very early on. It begins right up here in the 21st century, and then it's going to go ahead and develop the doctrine of the Trinity in the early patristic period. It's going to go into the 4th century, so forth and so on, until it comes up to the modern period. So seems like a very interesting perspective. I'm looking forward to digging into this thing. I'll hopefully have a review of it written up for some publication or another sometime in the near future. But it is looks good, has some good recommendations here on the back, and it's the type of book, and Holmes is the type of author that you have to reckon with and see what he has to say about the Trinity.
Excellent. Yeah, we're on the subject of IVP, I have here the second edition of The Roots of the Reformation, Tradition, Emergence, and Rupture by G.R. Evans. If people might notice, or if they followed Reformation 21, Carl Truman wrote a review of the first edition of this book, which just came out, I don't even remember, 6 months ago, well, a little, probably about a year ago, 9 months.
A little less than a year ago, yeah.
And he noticed a couple problems with the book, we'll just put it that way, and they actually pulled it off the shelves and pulled it out of print. But they have edited it, I think shored up those problems, corrected some errors, and now there's a second edition here, The Roots of the Reformation, so people might be interested in this. Evans is a medievalist, which he's writing here on the factors that led to the Reformation and some of the foundational items there. It's interesting. In terms of Crossway, I have two titles that are of note that we'd like to mention. One is in this Theology and Community series, titled The Kingdom of God. It's edited by Christopher W. Morgan and Robert A. Peterson. Robert Peterson is a professor of systematic theology at Covenant Theological Seminary, and Christopher Morgan is professor of theology and dean of the School of Christian Ministries at California Baptist University. There's a number of essays here about the kingdom of God. Just one I'd like to point out that I've read and thought was very helpful, a good and helpful overview, was an essay by Steve Nichols, whom we've interviewed before, a good guy. And this book just kind of goes over the issues of the kingdom of God. So there seems to be a resurgence in this subject of late. I know the kingdom of God was all the rage back decades ago, and it kind of went out of
style.
It's out of style for a while. Now the kingdom of God is back.
Is that a style?
It is. At least academic works on it. Sure. So here, an accessible title, but one that's still rich, The Kingdom of God, this Theology and Community series. Another Crossway title. I believe this began as a Multnomah title, but this is a reworking. I don't know what's changed, but it's back in print here now through Crossway. Evangelical Feminism and Biblical Truth, an analysis of more than 100 disputed questions by Wayne Grudem. Big fat book, and if you're interested in biblical manhood and womanhood, and would like an evangelical and conservative critique about evangelical feminism and its relationship to Scripture. This is a title for you from Crossway. It's available now. Grudem is always worth reading.
Does Grudem know how to write anything but big fat books?
No. In fact, this one, if I hate to bring up such a nitpicky thing, but because I haven't read the book in total, I'm not able to counterbalance it with some praise. But they did use a font that I find just a little bit hard to read. It's really narrow. And I think that is so that my guess is that it's a very narrow font so that they could fit more into the printing. You probably would have had to split it into two volumes if you actually used a more readable font. So just heads up there for the readers. Definitely a book worth reading, and an important one to have, but
bad publishing, Paul.
No, well, they usually, I hate to say it, cause Crossway does great work all the time. Sure. This particular choice of font, not in my wheelhouse. Now, that's my personal take, so you sure. Take it or leave it. We have here from PNR Publishing a new book called Christianity and World Religions, An Introduction to the World's Major Faiths by Derek Cooper. Derek Cooper is Assistant Professor of Biblical Studies and Historical Theology. He's also the Associate Director of the DMIN program and the Director of their Lead MDiv program at Biblical Seminary in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. So this is a larger format book, so it looks a little bit more like something you might assign in a college class, kind of an undergraduate class. You know, those books are always big and fat. It's sure. Not fat in terms of width, but it's larger format than your typical book, typical PNR title. But looks like interesting textbook. Here. Yeah, more or less. I haven't had much time to look through this. Hopefully we can revisit this in more detail. Part one is a section on the six rival stories of the world: Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoism, then Judaism and Islam. And part two is Christian responses to these stories. There's a chapter on biblical responses to other religions, and then one on theological responses to other religions. So if you're interested in world religions, apologetics, missions, these sorts of things, this looks like it could be a great introduction to the subject. Again, by Derek Cooper, published by Presbyterian and Reformed Publishing. And the final title I wanted to mention today, we have an interview scheduled on this, so look forward to a future episode on Christ the Center of this title. And this is from Oxford University Press. I think it's a list for about $75, but they always do great work. It's nothing but usually the best scholarship and really nice bindings and printings here. This is in the series Oxford Studies in Historical Theology. The title is Calvin's Company of Pastors, Pastoral Care and the Emerging Reformed Church, 1536 to 1609, by Scott M. Manich. Scott Manich, Dr. Manich, is a professor of history at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. So this looks like
a good one.
Yeah, I haven't had much time to dive into this, but was recommended to me by Carl Truman, and I'll give the scoop today publicly. We actually have him scheduled for the interview. He's going to be a panelist, so we're looking forward to interviewing Scott Manich on this book, Calvin's Company of Pastors. So if you're interested in pastoral ministry and Reformed Church history, you've got the best of both worlds all in one title. From Oxford University Press.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, so a great host of books. There's always more books coming out. I believe things will probably start picking up in the publishing world. But we've had a number of titles that we haven't been able to mention, so at least we've been able to provide an introduction and to let the listeners know about what's out there. Hopefully we can revisit some of these titles in more detail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to the Reformed Media Review. You can find more information online at reformedforum.org. Thanks for listening.